It's claimed British TV shows feature too many white, middle-class, straight actors. The remarks from a Labour MP came in the week the Oscars came under fire for having no black nominees. She says the lack of diversity in the UK TV industry is seen in the ITV programme Downton Abbey.
I'm proud that Downton Abbey was made in Ealing. The below-stairs servants' quarters were in my constituency. But it's now ended. So what is the government doing to increase to increase representation on and off screen of the nation's ethnic, regional and gender diversity so the airwaves aren't all dominated by the classes upstairs?
Well, the Communications Minister, Ed Vasey, accused some broadcasters of ignoring tough new diversity guidelines and targets.
Fully support the sentiment behind the Honourable Lady's question. We've worked closely with the broadcasters to have stretching targets. We've put the Creative Diversity Network on a permanent footing, and we've got clear guidance from the Equalities and Human Rights Commission on what broadcasters can do. But they need to get on with it.
Right. So, Tom Slater with us, the Deputy Editor of Spiked Online. Hello, Tom.
Morning.
Morning to you, the commentator Adrian Peltz. Hello, Adrian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. What do you make of this, Tom?
Well, I think that there's obviously a problem with kind of lingering inequalities, kind of past discrimination and lack of opportunity. But I think that fundamentally these guidelines, these kind of suggestions for quotas are really the wrong way to go. First of all, because it inevitably encourages tokenism. It suggests that certain people naturally need a leg up because they can't pursue these things themselves, which I think in a post-segregated, post-discriminatory society is really not the case. And I think the second problem is, especially when we're talking about this in terms of art, in terms of entertainment, it creates this kind of quite ugly racial policing and quotering of art, where you almost need to have, you have to almost tick off all of your multicultural boxes to feel as if you're providing something of value. I think ultimately that's, while it's well-meaning, it's restrictive. It restricts artistic expression. At the same time, it increases this sense of tokenism, which I think can only really be patronising in the long run.
Adrian?
Well, I mean, I think that in the creative industries, it is very difficult to police these things, which is why Ofcom and BBC and the other publicly owned broadcasters need to have regulations in place. But I just want to pick up on the quota issue, because I think it's quite disingenuous to say that having a quota system is tokenistic, because we've already seen recently, you know, last week with the Oscars being a complete whitewash, that when the industry is left to its own devices, is quite biased against people of colour. And you do need some kind of system in place to ensure that producers and that writers, etc., are taking into account the fact that we live in a diverse country and we need to have diverse roles on screen. And that doesn't just mean people who are not white, but I, as a woman, want to see more working class people being, you know, on my screen. I want to see more women, and I want to see more transgender and LGBT actors.
Yeah, but do you start positive discrimination then? Do you start actually putting people on not because they're the best for the job, but because they tick a box?
Well, I mean, you know, we come from Northern Ireland and we positively discriminate all the time, and it works. If we look at,
does it?
I know it's not the same. Of course it does. If we look at the PSNI having to go out and recruit Catholic workers, it does work, because sometimes there is an imbalance and you have to have something in place to ensure that that imbalance is fixed. And so far, quotas might be a very blunt way and rudimentary way of doing it, but until we have...
All I would say about the TV industry is that it is incredibly difficult to find the right person at the right time for the right job. There's that kind of X factor, if you like, of why someone on television works and why they don't work. You can't really write it down. You can't really train someone to be a good TV presenter, a good actor, a good actress, a good radio presenter, whatever it is. They've either kind of, they click or they don't. And so do you really go out of your way to pass by the person that is there at the right time, in the right place, with the right skills for someone else because they have a different colour of skin?
Well, I mean, so...
Or they're a different sex?
I think it's interesting what you're saying, because does that mean that there's no good black actors? So are you saying that the lack of black actors and transgender actors on TV is because the rest of them don't have the X factor? You know,
are you saying that there are exceptional black actors and transgender people who television commissioners are simply ignoring?
Absolutely.
And they're ignoring the great ratings that those actors and people of different backgrounds would bring in because
Absolutely.
They've got a prejudice against them?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that people have certain biases, which means that they are less likely to pick people who are different to them. And when roles are written and screenplays are created, often they're created with the white middle-class actress or actor in mind.
Tom?
Well, I just find this completely staggering, because I think the problem, when these arguments are made nowadays, there is no kind of concrete examples of formal discrimination that are suggested. All we get is this kind of semi-conspiratorial suggestion that, on the whole, we have these unconscious biases, a very difficult term to understand, which seem to drive all of this. If there was concrete evidence of TV stations saying, we don't want to hire these types of actors or these types of talent, or we don't want to hire them because we think they won't get any more ratings, of course that's an issue of discrimination which should be looked at. But at the moment it relies on this deeply conspiratorial sense, as if lurking in all of our subconsciouses are these kinds of prejudices. And I think, taking up the point on the Oscars, the other thing we need to take into account, of course, the Oscars has never been a high watermark of artistic excellence, but the idea that this is part of some sort of weird conspiracy amongst the Academy's hive mind is ridiculous. There's way too many voters for that to be possible in the first place. And second of all, whilst things take time to change, that's something we all have to deal with, over the past 15 years, the number of nominees and winners for Best Actor and all the rest of it have started to accelerate. There's been four black actors who've taken home that prize in the past decade alone. So these things have take time to work themselves out. But I think alleging some sort of weird subconscious conspiracy is effectively just not concrete enough to really smear a large part of the industry on the basis of this. I think it just doesn't add up.
Well, the first thing is that it's incredibly difficult to prove discrimination in these instances. If you look at the casting calls for TV shows and for various other media endeavours, I think...
Right, we seem to have lost Adrian there. Let's see if we can get her back. Go ahead, Adrian. Right.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
You hear me? Okay. Well, I think it's difficult to prove, and it's very easy as a person who doesn't get discriminated against very often to say that it's conspiratory. When you look at casting calls, they are often made with a very white and very able-bodied and very straight middle-class person in mind. And Idris Elba recently addressed the House of Commons, and he has been very vocal on this issue, that there are just not enough people of colour being able to get into the industry. Now, when you're hearing it from the horse's mouth, essentially, when you're hearing it coming from people who are not getting the same opportunities, it does need to be addressed. And
okay,
I think that's why the BBC is good at what it does, because they have to do that.
Adrian, thank you. Tom Slater, thank you.